Accession number 20390, Reel 6.
Yes.
So where did we stop?
You mentioned this Irish soldier, the warrant, the Irish warrant.
Irish soldier. He was very so kind. He used to give us every day one packet of cigarettes, and we used to share among ourselves. He was very kind to us, Irish warden, among the wardens. And then we were there for some time. And our matter was referred to Lord Louis Mountbatten, Commander-in-Chief. So his order was to send them back to India and release them, unconditionally. That was his orders. And then the report from Manila on us was a black mark for us, for 45 of us. Black mark means the most dangerous elements to India, British Raj. So, from after that, they took us to from Hong Kong. Actually, they took us to Singapore. We were in front of General Post Office. We didn't even allow to see the harbor boat here. And one of our French soldier was in the stage steamer. We passed some message to our friends here, relatives, that we are on the way to India. And then we were here for 1 day or 2 days, I think, in front of General Post Office. Shiva was birthed here. And then they took us to Madras. In Madras, when we reached Madras, the whole harbor boat was peopled with Gandhi cap and Gandhi dress. We all thought Congress leaders have come to welcome us. But in spite of that, all were CIDs, British CIDs, British Lagis.
They were Indians.
They were Indians working for Britishers in India. And they were all, they were not in their own dress. All Gandhi dress means like national leaders dress. We all thought Congress leaders had come to welcome the Tokyo cadets. But on the other hand, they were our enemies actually. They were trying to find the cause of Netaji's death only. So there were hundreds of them. We suspected something. We suspected they are not leaders, but CIDs from British CIDs. And then we passed a message. We were asked to go one after the other from here to the bottom. Just we passed a message in Japanese. 1 second the message went down. Don't reveal anything about Netaji's death to anyone. All are CID. Tante means CID in Japanese. Minna Tante Dakara Chich Teo Kirasai. That means be careful. All these fellows are CIDs. So we were taken to a room. We were searched everything. The whole body. And it took everything whatever we had. But some of us, what did you know? We didn't cut our hair for 2 or 3 months. It was so long and long at that time, but now it's more. So we hid some letters, important letters, some of us, and some photos here only. But they didn't check their head, their body, everything was checked. They confiscated. And one Anglo-Indian, ICS man, he was the sergeant general, tall, heavy person. He was in charge of the INA prisoners there. He was there, and after taking all the important documents, letters and everything, we asked them, him. I said, when will you return this? You see, if you are released unconditionally, we will return these photos, otherwise, no, he said. Okay, then we were taken in a truck, and we were put in the concentration camp in Madras, and there were a lot of INA prisoners there. And they separated us from them. They put us aloof in a separate, in a small camp. And then, we were there for some time. But there, they gave us Indian food. And we were there, and every day practically, only Tokyo had a Carrots news, head of a headline news. At that time, the trial was going on in Red Fortress. This Colonel Shaiko, Dylan, and Shanawas trial was going on when we were in the concentration camp. We were waiting to know the result of the trial. If they had been executed, means the next turn would have been ours. So they were acquitted. So automatically we also became free. But we were ready to face anything at that time. And one night, we thought that the Britishers, you know, they might do anything. One day we escaped from the camp. We went to Rajagopalacharya's house, three of us. Rajagopalacharya means first Governor General of India after the independence of India. He's a famous politician, an intellectual. Rajagopalacharya. He was the first Governor General of India's independence, after the independence. He was the topmost man among the high rank level. So we went to his house. His house is at Mambalam, you know. So we went and told him about our plight. And unfortunately, he 1 hour earlier he left for Nilagiri. He was not in the house. His son was there, and he didn't receive us properly. We were disappointed. So we were forced to come back. And, we didn't have even a single cent with us, you know. And we didn't know, ask him, when we saw the treatment was not so pleasing, so we didn't approach him further. We just asked him, for God's sake, he was the editor of a Hindu paper, chief editor for Hindu in Madras. For God's sake, please see that, don't publish anything about Tokyo Cadets until we were released.
Anything about what?
Until we were released.
Yeah, you asked
about Tokyo Cadets because we narrated the whole story. Tokyo Cadets, about Tokyo Cadets because we narrated to him everything. Later on, only during the course of our conversation, we came to know that he was the chief editor of Hindu. So we begged to him, I said, please don't publish anything about Tokyo Cadets until something comes good out of for us. And he agreed to that. And then we came back, we walked all the way to the train, you know, the electric train. From Mambalam there's the electric train. From his house to the electric train we walked. We didn't have even a few cents also, even for the train fare. What we did, you know, we had some, we had some American magazines. When we were in the concentration camp, we sold some magazines to the local people secretly. And then we had 1 or 2 rupees at that time in our pocket. And a few of my colleagues, myself, there are 5 or 6. We had 1 or 2 rupees. And we went to the station. We asked them, what is the fare from Mambalam to Egmo? Egmo is the last station nearest to our concentration camp. And they said a certain fare, which was insufficient with us. We had only less amount, not even to buy tickets for all. And we told them, out of 6, you 3 boys, the youngest 3, you go back. We will stay back. He said, if at all we all go back, must go back together. If not, let us go back to jail. Never mind. Whatever comes, we have to face it. They also refused to go back. So what we did, you know, immediately I got the money from him. Come on, bring the money. He gave the money, whatever he had. I went and bought 1 packet of cigarettes and few sweets, you know. The money finished. Empty now. Empty. So we distributed and we smoked while we were standing. Ram Kumar, now former, afterwards, he joined the Dehradun. He became the AD camp to Maharaja of Patiala. He was with us. And he is from Kerala. While we were there, one gentleman was coming down to take the train, you know. To take the train. I told Mr. Ramkumar, somebody is coming to take the train. Why not you approach him and just see and talk to him whether he can provide us something for us. Just mention about that we are Tokyo Carrots, we are from INA, and see whether he will be able to help us to get back to the destination. So once we started the topic, you are so pleased, you know, when he mentioned about Subhash Chandra Bose. So what he did, you know, so there was a siren, the train is going to come in a few minutes' time. We didn't have even a single cent. So he went and bought the ticket for all of us. Actually, we also pretended to buy ticket for him also, without having nothing. But somehow or other, he bought the tickets for us. We returned back, and when he returned to the camp, we told the boy, other boys, it's unsuccessful, our trip now to Rajabali, because he was not in the house. So we were there in the camp waiting for the orders, and the governor of Madras at that time, he wanted to get rid of the Tokyo Carrots from Tokyo as soon as possible, because a lot of propaganda, headline news, a lot of agitation, commotion. The public was very much interested. So he issued the orders to the Sergeant General, say, get rid of this Tokyo Carrots from this Madras as soon as possible. Send them back to their places wherever they want to go. And finally, that Sergeant General came to us. Boys, you're all going to be released very soon on certain conditions, he said. We asked him, what are the conditions? He said, you must not join any organization in India. You must not join any association. You must not join more than five persons. You must not address any of the meetings. There were certain stipulations. On certain conditions. You say, you sign this, you will be released. We refuse to sign the conditions. We are not going to sign under any conditions. But all if you want, you release unconditionally. Otherwise, no. If not, you will take us to, put us to, in jail. You will go to jail. And then, immediately, he went back. He referred the matter to the governor. Governor said, I say, you really get rid of them, Kanda. From Madras, without any conditions. So afterwards he came, you know what, you know, he brought a form, asked us to sign a form to release us unconditionally. So we signed the form, we were released unconditionally. And then we started ask what happened to our photos, documents which he took from the harbor boat. We want them back. Now we want them back. Not only that, we want the second class fare and pocket expenses until their destinations. Some over northern India, Delhi, Punjab, Bengal, Bombay, Kerala, and various places. So he said, I'm not going to return the documents which we took from the harbor. But other fare, the train fare and the pocket expenses, I see they will get it. And we told him, we are not going to leave the camp even an inch if you don't return the documents. So we argued with him. And he got damn while he was a sergeant general. As I told you the other day, ICS considered to be the top most post and topmost qualification in India at that time, Indian Civil Service. And he said, flatly told him, yeah, we won't return, we won't go back without the documents. Goddamn well. And he said, when we argued, when the discussion was so, came to a heated stage, he said, you bloody Japanese, are you all going to get out from here or not? He said. And we goddamn well. I say, one of this bugger, we told them, all started to be all a beam. The car pants all broken. Bugger ran away. He wanted to kill him, you know, when he said Japanese collaborators. We wanted to kill him, actually. And the fella ran away. And we threw stones, and his pants all broken. and he ran away. Luckily, he was lucky to escape. And after that, he didn't return to us. He sent another commissioner general, commissioner or police commissioner. And the police commissioner came to us with the documents, all the documents. And he returned to us. And then we left. But myself, I did not go back because I was not in good terms with my father when I joined. So I wanted to stay in Madras itself. Another two of my friends also same category, he also wanted to stay in Japan, I mean Madras. So three of us stayed back in Madras. The others all left to the destinations. And at that time, and we summoned them. The former minister proposed post in telegraphs during Tunku Abdul Rahman's period. I'm sure, have you heard of him? V.T. Samandan, the former minister. He was the first Indian minister in the Malaysian government under Tunku Abdul Rahman, you know. He was there. He was studying in Annamalai University. After studying Annamalai University, he was putting up in 29 Sembuda Street, near Broadway. He was waiting to come back to Singasiput. Singasiput is his native place. He's got a big estate, Singasiput. And, you know, he came and helped me. Thinking my, knowing my plight, he helped me. And I was putting up with him. And nearly 2-3 months he helped me. Everything he provided me. So I was putting up with him. And after that, actually, I didn't want to go back to my village. And what I did, you know, I wrote a letter to my mother without mentioning my name. I wrote a letter on my friend's name. I wanted to find out what actual position has taken place in my family. Once the letter reached her, she was well, one of my brother was there. He passed away during the wartime because my father was here and passed away. And while my sister and herself was putting up. And the sooner the letter reached, she was sure and sure she wanted to see me. And immediately he wrote a letter to back to Madras, addressing to my friends. Actually, the letter was written by me. Just to study what actually written to me. And the letter, somehow or other, it went into the hands of V.T. Samandan. Because I didn't tell him the whole truth about my life. I told him, I'm nobody in India. I'm an orphan. So can you please help me? He said, okay. So he was helping me. And I should say, I cannot forget him for the rest of my life. So you are helping me. In a moment where actually I was stranded, and then somehow or other the letter got into his hands. So he had the full right to open my letter. So he opened the letter and read the news. And after reading the letter, he shed tears by himself. And it was so sorrowful. And at that time I was not there. When I came back, he asked me, Karpi, have you got any relatives in India? I said, I don't have anybody. I took. Are you telling the truth? Then I suspected something when he put that question. Oh, something fishy. Yes, I've got some relatives, but not close relatives, but some distant relatives. Really? He asked me. Yes, Mr. Samandan. Whose letter is this? Can you tell me? My mother's letter. I got a shock, you know. Because if others had opened, means I would have finished there. But he has got had every right. So when I told you this, my mother's letter. And how is that all these days you did tell us? And in that letter she has written, you must come within a week. Whatever amount of money you want, I will send it from here. We want to see you, that's all. And then, at that time, you know, I told Mr. Samandan, you are so helpful. I said, Mr. Samandan, please hold on till this evening. I will tell you the whole truth from the beginning. Until now, I was hiding due to some reasons. So I hope you will apologize for that. Okay. And then, myself, Samandan went to Madras Beach. I told him the whole truth from the beginning to the end. Oh, and then he realized, don't worry, in that case, I told him I have to test my father whether he likes me or not. How are you going to test him? I'll give a wire saying that I need money, 200 rupees. It was BME at time, very hard time, you know, just to test him only. But my mother has written, even she was ready to send me even 10,000 rupees. But this is only testing. So I gave a wire. Even for that wire, telegram, Samandan gave me the money. So when I gave the wire, my father sent me 200 rupees, TT, telegram draft. Then immediately when I received the money, I gave it to Mr. Samandan. Because he was the one who was helping me all through, I said, you better keep this. And he immediately said, no, I won't touch this, you keep it with you. He said, no, it's not proper. You have been helping me for the last nearly 6 months. So, you know, immediately after seeing my money, I shouldn't keep it. He refused to touch it and he said, you better back up. Back up tomorrow evening itself and go and see your mother and come back. So the next day, I left for my village. But one thing, apart from that, when I was staying in Madras, there was a really agony relief committee, and Kamaraj, you know, the kingmaker of India. Have you heard of him? K. Kamaraj. He was the kingmaker. He was once called a kingmaker of India, you know. Even Indira Gandhi was made prime minister by him, you know. Indira Gandhi, the present prime minister. So he was a Tamil Nadu Congress committee president. And INA Relief Committee President also. S.P. Adithan was here in Malaysia. He was a lawyer. O. Ramsamy Nadar's son-in-law, you know, Bharat Law. So during the wartime, he went to India and he started a newspaper called Tinathandi. Tinathandi. He was a sole proprietor and publisher, everything. And he was also a general secretary of this INA Relief Committee. And off and on, I used to get some help from them. And Samandan was the sole responsible for helping me all the time. So I went to my village. And one more thing, you know, when I was in Madras, wherever we three went, the CIDs were following us everywhere. Because the report by the British Colonel of the Philippines was dangerous elements to India. After Bose. That's why the CID is after us. We didn't bother for them. So we were prepared for any eventualities. So, next day I returned to my village. And when my mother saw me, she was so happy and received me. And there was a grand rally also. They welcomed in my village. I never expected. But fortunately, I was not able to speak in Tamil. Because for 4 or 5 years in Japan, nothing but Japanese. Somehow or other, I gave a speech. And then I was staying there for 1 or 2 weeks. The third day, the sub-inspector from Pattukote. Pattukote was our range, you know, Pattukote. The sub-inspector came down to my place to investigate. What I have been doing in my village. He was standing in nearly for 3 years. I didn't bother him. My mother was so afraid. And she said, you know, the police inspector is standing in there for nearly 3 hours. Why don't you ask him to sit? I told him these police inspectors are British lackeys. I'm not bothered about them. I'm not under obligation to answer anything to them. I was released unconditionally. he can do whatever he likes, I told him. So I didn't know, because I didn't like them at all, because they were working for British. So he was standing for 3 hours. I didn't even bother to see him. And he was standing there for 3 hours. He asked me, when did you come? What are you doing? He says, Nana, I told him straight away, none of your business. I'm not under obligation to answer anything to you, I told him straight away. So he was so, offended. And afterwards he left himself. After leaving my place, on the way, he went and asked others when about me, when this so-and-so came here and what he is doing here and all those things. And after that, I was there and I came back to Madras again after staying 1 or 2 weeks in my place, in my village. And I was putting up with Samantha. And Samantha was there for some time. Afterwards, he came back to Malaysia. And from there, and the IMA Relief Committee, Calcutta, they arranged us for studies, Jodhpur Engineering College. Jodhpur Engineering College, Calcutta.
And when did you come back to Singapore?
In 1950.
Yes, looking back at your involvement in the INA, there's one very interesting point here.
What is it about?
You left India at the age of 9, and in Singapore you were sent to English school for your education. So, how did the Indian independent movement actually influence you before you even heard of Chandra Bose's speech at Padang?
You know, actually, to tell you the truth, I didn't take much interest on this, actually, about INA movement. Mohan Singh was the founder. Later on, one Ras Bihari Bose, you know, came down from Japan. He was more or less a pro-Japanese. And there was some conflict between Mohan Singh and Raj Bihari Bose. And the present committee, you know, the Malaysian leaders, Raghavan, S.G. Gohe and others, there were conflict. And there was a friction. So all resigned. Some were arrested by the Japanese. So I didn't take much interest, actually. I only came to join IMA, took interest after the arrival of Bose only. Until then, I was not interested in this movement. I was interested in studying only, to tell you the truth.
But then, what was your impressions of the Englishman generally before?
Where?